We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is 7:21 on News Talk 830 WCCO, 66 degrees. I'm Susie Jones in this morning in the big chair on the morning news, watching the Olympics this week. We've had some wins, some losses. The softball team won. The soccer team lost. That was a bummer. Minnesota has a pretty rich history of women's athletics and the Olympics, right? Minnesota producing a staggering number of individuals who have made their mark on girls and women's sports locally, nationally, even internationally. And actually, the 50th anniversary of the landmark federal legislation known as Title IX, that's coming in 2022. And the Minnesota Sports and Events Organization announcing the creation of the Land O'Lakes Title IX Championship Tour to honor and celebrate the contributions that Minnesota female athletes have made to the advancement of girls and women's sports. And we are happy to have with us on our newsline, Mary Jo Kane, talking more about this bus tour and what's happening over the next several months in anticipation of the Final Four coming up. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Susie.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Well, let's talk a little bit about the women that were named to be honored as part of this, and basically women's athletics in the state of Minnesota. I know there are some gifted women that are listed that will be honored on this bus. They'll be shown on the bus as it drives around town starting next week.
Yes, absolutely. And as you suggested just a second ago, Minnesota has a deep and rich history of women and men who have contributed to women's sports in the history of the state of Minnesota, both before and in the early days and now in the aftermath of Title IX. And I was approached by two individuals from Minnesota Sports and Events in the spring saying that Land O'Lakes has stepped up to the plate, wants to do a bus tour to honor and celebrate the 50th anniversary of Title IX. The University of Minnesota will be hosting the Women's Final Four next April to do just that. And said, can you help us identify the 9 outstanding female athletes in the history of our state? And I said, I didn't want to, you know, rain on anybody's parade, but The good news is there was no way that we could do that because there are so many women over the years who have made extraordinary contributions to women's sports. We have a deep and rich history. So we put together a selection committee, Susie, and some of the women are going to be well-known names to people in the state of Minnesota, ranging from Anne Bancroft to Jesse Diggins to Natalie Darwitz, and of course, Lindsay Whalen. But there are also unsung heroes, like a woman named Peg Brendan from St. Cloud State, who in the early days of Title IX, when she was a senior in St. Cloud, actually sued the Minnesota State High School League so she could play on the boys' tennis team because in those days they didn't have a girls' tennis team. Individuals like Lisa Lissamore from St. Paul who have worked for over 30 years for the Minnesota State High School League. So these women have extraordinary stories to tell, and the fact that it's the 50th anniversary and that the University of Minnesota is hosting the Final Four gives us an incredible platform, quite frankly, to really brag about and share some amazing stories with all Minnesotans. And I, for one, couldn't be more proud to be associated with this once-in-a-lifetime initiative.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at a picture of the bus, the custom-wrapped exterior of that Land O'Lakes Title IX Championship Tour, designed by, is it Layla Rose Jackson?
Yes.
So the picture is amazing. You obviously have seen it. How did you think it turned out? It's bright, it's colorful, and the images of these women are on the bus?
Yes, and it is really, again, an absolutely an extraordinary, I think, artistic was a challenge, and boy, Leah Rose Jackson really come through again. It's really amazing. And I think that, again, when the bus tours both around the Twin Cities and greater Minnesota and stops in places like the Minnesota Vikings training camp, the Land O'Lakes Legends Classic, the Mankato Marathon, and so many more, Minnesotans can be very proud of all these women and also proud of the extraordinary artistry that you're going to see on this bus.
Mary Jo Kane is our guest, Dr. Mary Jo Kane, the founder and first director of the Tucker Center at the University of Minnesota. For folks that don't know about the Tucker Center for Research on Girls and Women's Sports, tell us a little bit about that organization and the work you do.
Well, in the early 1990s, to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Title IX as a scholar and educator at the University of Minnesota, I was very aware of how participation rates had exploded up and down the food chain in the 20 years since the passage of Title IX in 1972. But I was also aware that the research on the impact of that increased participation was not keeping pace. And I argued that the flagship educational institution in the state of Minnesota, the only research one university in the state of Minnesota, should have housed within it a research center that took seriously the scientific investigation of what it meant for girls and women to be involved in sports, from exercise science to the social sciences, which is what I do. And we were lucky enough, blessed enough, to find a 1945 graduate of the University of Minnesota, a woman named Dr. Dorothy Tucker, who believed in our mission and who in 1993 gave us $1 million to start the Tucker Center. And we do research, we do educational outreach, we provide scholarships and fellowships. And I am very proud to say that we remain the first and only one of its kind, not just in the country, but around the world.
That's awesome. And just reminding folks again, the 2022 NCAA Women's Final Four, April 1st and 3rd at the Target Center in Minneapolis next year. That should be great.
It's not only going to be great, but I just, again, it provides, you know, there are competitive bids to host the Final Four, not just in women's sports, but in men's sports too, obviously. And the fact that the University of Minnesota landed this on the 50th anniversary of Title IX will provide this amazing platform to honor and celebrate not just all the women who will be coming and representing different universities, the four who will show up for the Final Four, but it gives us, again, an opportunity to provide these amazing stories with all Minnesotans, from unsung heroes to those who have made extraordinary contributions on the floor, like a University of Minnesota Golden Gopher herself, Lindsay Whalen. And all the women that we've contacted have just been fabulous about wanting to participate in this initiative. They know they're role models. They know they've inspired others. They know they stand on other women's shoulders. And this is an opportunity for them to give back to all Minnesotans.
All right. Very good. Listen, thank you for coming on with us, Mary Jo. I really appreciate your time and your willingness to pop on this early. So thanks again.
Oh, really? Not a problem. It's an honor to be here.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.